Shir, Gimel, and Bav Metzia continued by the Rosh Hashiva, Dalet Elohi Tov Shem and Vav, September 8th, 1986, on Monday, continued.
He can stand on it. So just because he stands on it, he doesn't need to know it. Who is the Nozick? The one who admittedly is the Moikami, the original owner. He's the Nozick. Because there is no possibility of feasting in Kav. So Shimon, the occupant, doesn't hold the Kav. He has his feet standing on the Kav. It doesn't lead him to his world. But Hubei doesn't hold the Kav either. Immediately he's the original owner. So by his Kav, by Sodei, the Tiveya is the most, because he's the more common. Unless he doesn't evade the Tiveya the more common, then of course the Tiveya is the most. But in case where he produces him, he testified that only month ago he was the owner of the Sodei. So then he's considered the Mosek now, and Shimon the actual occupant. But he's not Tophus in the Sode. He is the Mitzvah. So Mele over there, the Mitzvah is the house in the first case, the Mitzvah is the house in the second case, the Mitzvah is the house. So we see that Rabbe holds in the first case that the Mitzvah is the Kaki. Why? Rabbe holds in the second case the Mitzvah. Even though the second case is Lehitzi, Rubin is in Eitzi, he wants to collect money, 100 zoos, but it's Midir Boishos. So Midir Boishos is effectively in Lehitzi. Rabbi says that even the first case, Rubin is not there. Even though in the first case, he's the Lord Hamer, he's the house. Why? So he's not there, but he has it again. So it's another one that's out there, because here there is no big out here. Nige means if a person presents a time. Presents a time, and he has an actual time. Time, then he has a potential time. And the potential time, he would be never. And the potential time he would be never. So Mele, he has the money, some the actual time of truth. Here, did he have it? Did Hubin have a time on which he would be never? Why? He didn't have to admit that it was a forgery. So in other words, Hubin is a magician, and he affected the situation that it appeared to everyone, to all the Dayonim, everybody was standing in the basement of Rabbi and Rabbi Yisek, that he produced a shtab, but actually he didn't produce a shtab. He produced a piece of paper, and he deceived everybody. Everybody thought that he was producing a shtab, a piece of paper, a forged piece of paper. He's a magician who can do magic, you know, Achilles night, he feigned to, he acted as if he produced the star. He feigned in producing the star. Now, once he feigned to produce the star, so he had no alternative of keeping quiet. That's not me. Me is, if he presents a time, and he had no alternative to present another time, or Midir Boishos, he had an alternative to be Shevaot Ha'Yisek, to be quiet. Here, he didn't have an alternative to present another time. He certainly did not have an alternative to be Shevaot Ha'Yisek. Suppose he had been Shevaot Ha'Yisek, he wouldn't have acted magic. So, could he have recovered? So he had an alternative to make magic. And once he made magic, he already was affected the situation of having an alternative to keep quiet. But he didn't have the alternative to keep quiet at the very outset. He had to produce magic first and affect a certain situation that it should appear to Rabbi, to Rabbi Yosef, to everybody standing in the Besdin that he was producing a shtar. Once he made the magic, so he had an alternative of giving wine. That's not me. Mige, the Boishosik of Boitoin means, Mige, Boitoin means, at the very outset, he could have presented a time and which would never. And Mige, Boishosik, even if he didn't present any time, so he would be, he would never. But here, first he had to affect a certain situation, a deceptive situation. Then he had a mige, that's not me. And according to Rabbi, it didn't matter. As long as it was in Yodhi, to do something, to apply best no believing, even his full magic. So also, that's the man. Die Rabbi ist ein bisschen ja tun in der Habe, die sich hat geschrieben, die Kind bei den Storen und Schäker, wenn man immer mit ihr leich, als der Nose des Schäne jemes, mit ihr schon die Nachheres, und kachen mit ihr auf ihre Hause, die mir und die Kamai sehen. I just want to make, yes.
In the first case, since the Marikama, since the Marikama,
is the Mimuzik,
is the Muxer,
yes.
So then, and the one who has the star is not the Marikama.
What?
The one who has the star isn't the Marikama.
Yeah, okay.
So why is it Migul Lahasik, Migul Lahotsi?
Sorry, I made a mistake. You're right. I should have said that in this tasteless we see a big finish. That the music is the occupant. I made a mistake. It was a slip of the tongue, you see. I mean, in this tasteless we see a big finish. Because the occupant is the music. The occupant is the music. Who produced the Shtar Shina? Ruben is the Morikama. Ruben is Morikama, I'm sorry. This is what I should have said. We say, I said it wrong way, you see. Say, we see in this case as a big finish. Because one would say that in Sode, where there is no Tise, so the Morikama is the music. The Morikama is the music. And the Tebeya is the mate. So we see in this case there is a big finish. As a matter of fact, the reason I made such a mistake because the Dibar Mot Haimu Basre says the other way. So that's why I made that mistake. But the thesis Momitsia says, no, he mentions a big finish. What I said is true according to the thesis Momitsia Basre, but not according to the thesis. Not according to the Tesis in Momotzi. Tesis in Momotzi is counter to the Tesis in Momotzi. Tesis in Momotzi says that by Shodeh where there is no possibility of these things. So the music is the more common. But this is volunteer implies the teaching by Sodhi, where there is no possibility of Tvise, but the occupying the Sodhi, that's also like Tvise. So mainly the music is the occupant, and the more common is the main. Now, Rubin said to Shinen, my boy is by Ari, Rubin is Murakami, so Shinen produced the Shah and Sari. I mean, we say. So Shinen produced that star, and Shinen, the star stated that Rubin sold the Sode to Shinen. Shinen, so this is Raja Shinen. So Rubin said that star is a fourth star, but no one in Besdin would have believed Rubin. But Shimon whispered, you see, I mean, he's saying that Rubin, because the other case, so it was Rubin inside right here. So Shimon whispered into the ears of Rabbi, and he said that the inch of his eye. So the sheet of Thesis in Bonzie countered the reverse of what Thesis was in the Thesis in Bobasis. The reverse of what Thesis in Bobasis. So the sheet of Thesis in Bonzie is that the occupant of the Sode is the Moose. So Mele Rabbi believed in, because there it was a legal housing. It was a immediately housed. I believe in the second case too, because it's immediately very socialized, but here in the first case, so Shimon was the mother. So it was immediately housed. So Rabbi believed it. So Rabbi believed it. Because Maori Shakir, so Rabbi Isaac said, even though it's the housing, but here is no immediate. Because at the very outset he had no time. He had to affect a deceptive situation first, through magic, through expert forging. He had to affect to create a deceptive climate and situation. Then he had the alternative to be quiet once he performed his magical work. So he had the alternative to be quiet. That's not immediate contact. So even the housing comes. Now let's see what Thesis is here in Robust. A microsamphas, I store has a final look in the pain and lend the big, the boy home, I store my own. The chill at three, but at more time, I'm in a media late in my main. Oh, Marshall, who knows if the car can be cloned. The car can be has his ballot, kind of. Kim shein li shtav ve chazoke, elo bedvorim ve alme shein o shtorem aliyav. Et el dorem aliyav. So it's very interesting. The Ribad of Mordechai, the Tzoribor, what is the Rosh Hashanah of the Ribad of Mordechai, the Ribad of Mordechai is Ribor, Reish Yud Beis Mem, Bar Mordechai. So he said, and here in Bonitzi he says, in the name of the Ribor, but here in Bonitzi he says just the opposite of what Teisle says in Borobasta. In Borobasta, Teisle says, in Borobasta, Teisle says, the reason as to why, the reason as to why Rabbi Yosef says, Amayka Shamkas Haishtore, Haishtore Chaspe Baomeru, is because it's Nigalaitzi. It's Nigalaitzi. So, even in the first case, it's a case of Nigalaitzi. But here the Gibor says just the reverse, that in the first case it was Miguel Housing. In the second case of Moyes it's Miguel Housing. But here it's the housing. It's the housing. Why? Because the occupant of the Shtar is the Moyes. He was one of the Shtar. So there is there. So obviously it's different Gibors. The Gibor, base men. But there are two ribbons. There is a ribbon of Mordechai and there is a ribbon of Meir. So in Bonitzi, the ribbon is ribbon of Meir. and Yitzchok ben Ramea, that a grandson of Rashi, a brother of Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam, that the Rebbe in Bo Yitzir. Here in Bo Basra it's another Rebbe, it's Riba Mordcha, he was not a grandson of Rashi. So there is a Machlekes. I'm very happy that Chaim corrected me. It was a slip of the tongue. I was thinking of the cases in Bo Basra, and I mentioned that in the connection with the case in Montier, but there is a machlekes, it's different Rebbeinus. So there is a machlekes between the river of Mordechai and the river of Meir, in connection with Sode, who is the Muzek and who is the Meitzi. So according to the river of Mordechai, the Muzek is the Moritam, and the occupant of the premises is not the Meitzi. He has no thesis. And according to the Riba Meir, the Muzek is the occupant of the premises. That's like this. So there is a definite machlekes between. Rabbi Yisik is laid up in the Lahab of Kish, and the Shemu Shultim by Shtoy and Shekha. They may not be Yadu, the Shemu Shemu Yemes, Mitzvah in Acheres, or Kachim Migabu Lahazim. In the wood, the Kamai is a green tamer. The name may mean Sophic Mitzvah, but you have to remember. You have to remember it. I mean, there is a machlekes between the Tesis in Bolitzie, River of Meir, and the Tesis in Bolotaske, River of Mordechai, yeah.
According to Rava, so in the first case, Rava says that the occupant should get the karka.
Yes.
And according to the point of the Mordechai, the occupant is not the Musa.
No.
But the Gemara in Bava Basra says that the Hekha the Kaima Ara Tekum, and that's why Lachos
Bava. That's the Pesach. Well, we'll discuss that next week. I mean, that's the Pesach of the Gemara. So the Gemara in Paskin will have to go over the Rashbam. We won't discuss it today. So, I mean, that's the Pesach of the Gemara. But, there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael in two cases. So Rabbi considers the media to be effective even Lehetzi, and Rabbi Yisrael considers the media to be ineffective even Lehetzi. And according to Rabbi Meir, so he said like, the occupant is the Muzek, and he was the one who produced the Shtar. So Meile Rabbi Yisrael in the first case said that the Migeh is not effective, because here you have to create a situation in order to have a Migeh. So at the very outset he didn't have a Migeh. So even the housing, because according to the Riber of Meir, the occupant is the Muzek, so it's the housing. Not that the Beir of Moritam is the Muzek. So according to Rabbi Yisrael, it's no Migeh even in the case of the housing. And according to Rabbi, it is a Migeh even in the case of the Haiti, like in the second case. Because it's a legal violation. But being tema, the name is in so late in the badai. The aim of pushing the badai hetio, the aim of hetio showing the soap in the nation of Boklum, Kidam, you know, until it's a hele. So it be open to go lap with me, say so. So it come around, no, Babu's Nano, the Eastly Pauge. The young one had what he the less of when he did. How will your non vadai be sopic sopi? Then sopic mates in the vadai. Now, there is a connection with you. Now, the loche in Yibin, what's the loche? That he would say, woman and children are two brothers. Woman is married to a woman, and then woman dies, and he is not survived by children. So he wouldn't speed of his kukali, shouldn't have to be Yabna or to give a fruit. But if only as a child, then he's not allowed to marry her, then it's a discourse. And now, this is Shalom Mokim. Now, suppose a husband dies and he has no children. Suppose she's pregnant. So it's a shortage. Because maybe she'll miscarry, maybe she'll have a miscarriage. So then she will not be survived by children. So then she'll be scrupulous. If she doesn't have a miscarriage, so then she's scrupulous. If she has a miscarriage, I'm sorry. If she has a miscarriage, unfortunately she has a miscarriage, so then she's cuckolding. And if she doesn't have a miscarriage, so it's determined retroactively that she was not cuckolding. So because of that, our law is that when a husband dies, whether she appears to be pregnant or she doesn't appear to be pregnant, so before the yom is miyabna, he has to wait 90 days. Because it takes 90 days to recognize whether she's pregnant or she's not pregnant. But suppose Ovi died and no one considered her pregnant. So Shimon, the brother, married her. Shimon, immediately. Didn't wait 9 minutes. And then she gave birth to a child. And the child could be the child of the second husband. And it's even Shiva, 7 months. Sometimes a baby is born after 7 months. Or she could have conceived from the first husband before he died. And the baby is a 9 month baby. We don't know. So there were such cases. So the Reuven died. Shimon was the Yavin's wife. Now, Reuven and Shimon were the sons of Yaakov. And Reuven died. And Yaakov was still living. Shimon married the widow of Reuven. And then she was the child. We don't know whose child it is, whether, let's say, the name of the child that was born, so is Chaneich. Now, we don't know whether Chaneich is the son of Reuven and he's 9 months old, or he's the son of Shimon and he's 7 months old. Then Yaakov, years later, Chaneich is already grown up. Years later, Yaakov died. And then, so Shimon and Chaneich both come to bed as the big Yerusha. So they want to distribute the Yerusha now. And now Shimon certainly is entitled to a half of the estate, but Chaneich also wants half of the estate. But his time, he said, maybe I am Reuven's son, not your son. So maybe I represent my father Reuven. If Reuven had been alive, so he would take half of Yaakov's estate, and you, Shimon, would take half of Yaakov's estate. You're not my father. You are a stranger. You are my own. I am Yaakov's son. So the Mishmosh, I am entitled to the half that my father would take had he been alive. So now I should take that. So she says to him, how do you know that you are Yaakov's son? Maybe you are my son. So you're not entitled to anything. I am the only heirish of Yaakov. So Sophie Biyom Shabolah Sophie Kolano Balinistano Beasley Pauge. Your mama, no, it's not that they know. It's not time story. They don't know. No one knows. It's a time shell. Your mama, body, less of a So the Gemara says, Abul Yom Vadai, moving is certainly entitled to 2 years, whether half of the estate or the whole estate, but at least half of the estate. Be sopik sopik. Whether Chaleich is entitled to inherit, that is sopik. So in sopik meitzim rivadai, so Bezdin paskens, Reuben gets the whole estate of Yaakov, and Chaleich doesn't get a penny. So here too, we should apply the same principle in sopik meitzim rivadai. Reuben says kulishol, and Shimon says chetzishol. So Reuben certainly has a half. Whether Shimon has a half or Shimon doesn't have anything, that is off. So we should apply the same principle. In such a place, the Baraim Bezdin should cast him that Reuben should get a whole talent and Shimon up. So I mean, the second kashi is just the antithesis of the first kashi. The first kashi by this was, let Shimon get the half, not a quarter. The second kashi is, let Reuben get the whole thing, and Shimon shouldn't get even a quarter. Because there is something reason why. To be Shema, you have some yod, you should be Shol Sode, have a bad year, Shem. You need to have something, you need something to make. Have a walk in, swore, mashu, be bad, I, the chetzi, shemi, or the chetzi, Hashem. I heard from my father, 52 years ago, in the name of the Chaim, he said, that the pshat in this, what's the thing is that? Also, yom, you should be Shol Sode, have a bad year, Shem. Or Yitzi Asotis and Sotis Memein. Rochem Sforem, Mashe Hu, Vada Yechetzi, Sheyeil and Yechetzi Hashem. Yechetzi Hashem. The Pesach Chaim said, my father mentioned that he heard it in Reb Chaim Shavur in Baruch, when he was not Bar Mitzvah yet, but my father heard Reb Chaim Shavur in Baruch before Bar Mitzvah. So I was pretty sure when he was 12, my father was 12 years old, so he was giving shurim when he'd see it. Because in Balozhin, the system was that he gave shurim on Shabbos. There was a site, Reb Chaim Balozhin, who introduced that system. In other words, when he founded the yeshiva, so he started to learn Ochet, and then Shabbos, and then Erev, and then Shochet. I mean, not like the system in the European Shias. I mean, only certain sectors, Russian and Zikin and the other sectors, you don't touch. So, the Chaim Balozhin system was to give shurim in Shas and in the order of Shas. So, in that title, we're going to see. So, my father heard shurim in Kameh. The end of the coming, because when he was admitted to the Chaim Shia in Aloshin, the Chaim was giving shurim at the end of the coming. And then the Mitzie, and then the Basre, when my father was 40 years old, so the Bisholim was Yifna, so then the Chaim was called to become the Lord in Aloshin. So my father mentioned that he heard it, and you know, in those days there was no practice. I'm not saying it in Shvach, today is better. I mean, we didn't take notes yesterday. Today is better. I mean, it doesn't mean just because we didn't take notes that it was the best system. All right, so my father remembered, you know, without taking notes. But most of the family didn't remember the show. We didn't take notes. Anyway. So my father mentioned that he heard Reb Chaim explaining tastes, what does this mean? The awesome Yobon should mention several have a father leadership, the Yeti has suffered in suffering the meaning, have a hoche in Svore, Mashu, Bada Yechetzi, Sheyeo Yechetzi Hashem. So Reb Chaim explained this part. He said, when a father died, and he has one son. So, what is the Yashin? All the property, the whole thing that time. He has two sons. So then, one son One son, Yashin, set up this thing, and the other son, Yashin, the other half. If one son is not a cause, if the one son is a cause, so then it takes Bishnaya. If no one is a cause, so then one son takes a head, and the other son is a head. If there are three sons, no one is a cause, so each one takes a head. Now, in the case when there is a Yahweh, so Yahshua is God. So does it mean that if there is a Yahweh, then the male race should be okay? If there are two sons, in the A race, only over half of the space. If there are three sons, so then the A race only of the third of the space. I said, it's not that. If the Yahweh is the A race of the whole state, so even if there are ten sons, so each son is the potential A race of the whole state. But the son is also a potential A race of the whole state. Some may each son acquires his hus against the other future hus. But potential, even if there are ten sons. So each son is the potential heirage of the whole state. In a situation where we know that the other son will never be able to get him. We may know such situation. Let's say one son in the Soviet Russia, and so in Nursel, I can say there might be a revolution, and we hope that there will be a revolution, and you'll be able to take it. So, but if there will be a situation where it's a certain, an absolute certainty, that one son can never get his chayyut, nor his son, the one son has no children, and so on. So then the one son can get his entitlement. But where it's possible for the other son also to get, so then each one has his hopes of good. But potentially, even if the father has two sons, so potentially each son is the heir of the whole. So there, the more it says, so then such a young shape of so, such a command of Abisnana, the Israel is holding, your monarch was indeed less of a leader, having your Mubadai, the such a sort of means of its mates in Mubadai. So, he, Rubin and Hanayich, come to Besdin, of the Bishop from Yaakov. So, Rubin is the Irish of the whole thing. Even assuming that Chaneich is the son of Reuven, is the son, even Yanisab, assuming that Chaneich is the son of Shimon, so that doesn't mean that Reuven is not the potential heirage of the Holy Spirit. He's still the potential heirage of the Holy Spirit. But assuming that Chaneich is the son of Shimon and Al-Mishmu Shimon, because he stands in the shoes of his deceased father, Reuven, so Shimon, again, I have this little prompt now again. So Shimon, Yom, so Shimon is the potential heirage of the whole state. Even if Lapishmael is dying, that Chaneich is the son of Reuven, so it doesn't mean that Shimon is only the heirage of heaven. Is the potential heirage of the whole estate. Even if there is even assuming that Chaneich is the son of Reuven, so Shimon is still the potential heirage of the whole estate. But if Chaneich is the son of Reuven, so then Chaneich is also the potential heirage of the whole estate. So in any way, each one has acquired his source of good. But whatever the question has, so Reuven is the potential, Shimon is the potential heirage of the whole state. Whether Chaneich is the potential heirage or no heirage at all, that's his topic. So maybe we say his topic makes him the man. So, Hoche, Kuru Shalim, Chetzel Shalim, in Svorim over the so the Bada Yelich, over the whole estate in any event. But Hameich, some of the name, so Hameich requires his host to be Hameich with him. But Hameich is not sure that he is a potential heir. Maybe he is no potential heir altogether. Maybe yes, maybe no. Shimon is definitely a potential heir of the whole estate. That's why Shimon is affected. But here, it's not a mushroom, but I'm a chatzir, she yeh 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 yeh. Okay, that will be enough of that. Now, next week, we should be prepared, up to Tomer Abdeh, a human, a medal, a device. I would like to have a more cool. I want to mention that.
Sugidim Bav Basra about the Nerva.
Shir Dalad in Bhav Mitzvah by the Rosh Hashiva Yud El Hitov Shemem Vav, September 14, 1986,
on Sunday. But God high and on the surface, he appears to us that he has the same vision, but actually he has done the same vision. He says just in the words of the other. So the reform here is Rabbi Tzok, the mayor, who was the inventor of Rashi, a brother of the Rashbam and Ramatam. And they are three Baramotai, it's an altogether different vision. And what is the machlokes between the Ribar Mea and the Ribar Motai? Now, what is we discussed the Indian of legal hatred and only legal has. So the question is, who is considered the Mosek and who is considered the Mate? So it goes without saying that if Sati Ruben produces his star away against Shimon, so naturally, Ruben is the alleged Malve and Shimon is the alleged Leve. So Ruben is the Meiti and Shimon, the alleged Leve, is the Mose because he's in the possession of the Mose. The question is in regard to Malve the Soda Chaver. Now, the halacha is that if Ruben is the Morekame of a certain Soda, there are Arabians who testify in this that they know that Ruben was the original owner. But now, Shimon has adverse possession of the son. He is the occupant of the son. And he doesn't have adverse possession for 3 years. If he has adverse possession for 3 years, then Shimon, the mouth of the occupant, is considered a loser. But suppose he has adverse possession for less than 3 years. And Ruben is the admitted Morekame of the son. And Ruben says to Shimon, listen, my boy is by Arek, this is my field, I'm the original owner and I'm still the owner. And it's because of your trespass on your endowment. So Shimon says, you sold it to me. So Ruben says, Shimon, I told you, why did you produce the shtar? So he says, I lost the shtar, what did I do? So the question is, who is the mozek and who is the mate? In case of Moed, where there is a couple, so then there is a mozek and there is a mate. The Balamoed, the Leve, the alleged Leve, is the mozek, and the alleged Malve, who is trying to collect, is the mate. The Leve, the alleged Leve, is the Mosek in the morning. And the alleged Malve, the one who claims to be the Malve, he's the Mate. So there is no doubt about it. But in this case, the Sodom, there is no Mechatitze of Pisek. You can't hold the Sodom in your hands. You can stand on the Sodom. You are the occupant. So if the occupant has had adverse possession for 3 years, then immediately, upon publishing, so the occupant is the Mosek. But if he has not had adverse possession for 3 years, who is considered, Ruben is the admitted Morekame, and Shimon is the present occupant, is Shimon the Mosek, or is Ruben the Mosek? So on that point, there is a Machlokes between the Ribar Meya here in the Mitzvah based on Dalet, in the Ribar Mordechai in Volobaska Dachon Pei. According to the Ribar Meya here in the Mitzvah, so Shimon, the occupant of the Mordechai, and according to the Ribar Mordechai in Volobaska, so they are the Morekame is the Mordechai, and the occupant who does not have adverse possession for 3 years, or so he is the Mosek. All right, but that's a matter. Now, we'll soon see again the Russian of the thesis in robust. Well, but one second, please, let me. So, the question is, what is, I think that this Machlekes is stolen another Machlekes machine at the beginning of Chassid Sabbath. Now, there is Halloche in Cheskas Kavori that he wouldn't be admitted by the Kamil, and then Shimon has his first possession for 3 years, and Ruben says to Shimon, my boy is by Ale, and Shimon says, I heard from you. Ruben says to Shimon, where is the Shtar? Shimon says, I was the Shtar. So then you come to Destiny, so that you will pass the real effect that Shimon has had a first possession for 3 years, so the Sabbath belongs to Shimon. If he does not have a first possession for 3 years, only for 2 years, so then the Sabbath belongs to Ruben to the Moreka. So the question is that the halacha that I say, or is that the halacha that I say? So, the Rashi Suvez says in so many words, I think, that the Zion has Suvez, so he says in so many words that this is the Honest Chacham. In the Raise, even if the occupant has had his first possession for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, so in the Raise, the Morikame can collect, can recover the Sabbath. So the fourth is the Honest Chacham. So Chacham is the occupant has the first possession for 3 years, then he keeps the son. All right, that's right. The shite of the Rambam is mashma, you know, it's not so easy. But the shite of the Rambam is, The shite of the Rambam in Bolvaska is that it is in the Rais. But according to the Rambam, it is in the Raise that if the occupant has had a first possession in 3 years, then it is. Why 3 years? Why 3 years? Because there is a meaning that a person would not, let's say, Morikama, who means Morikama? And the woman says that Shimon has had a first possession in God's air. You trust yourself. So how is it that Fubin allowed Shimon to be a trespasser for 3 years and did not even protest, did not make him a home? It's not the usual behavior of a reasonable, prudent person. A reasonable, prudent person will not, you know, allow a trespasser to keep his subject for 3 years without making the protest before it. So the writing is based upon the fact that the Maharshi was allowed to stay on the Sode for 3 years without the Morikame making the Maharshi. So the writing is only if for 3 years he didn't make the Maharshi. But for 3 years, 3.5 years, to 2 years and 3 quarters, so then there is no writing. So many a prudent person might be silent for 3 years, for 3.5 years. But a prudent person will not be silent for 3 years. It's a number. Right, that's the Shita of the Rashi. The Shita of the Rambam at the beginning of Chesed Sabbatim is that the Aloche of Cheskas Dimur Shomim is the Geralis of the Aloche. But not the same longness as the Rashi. Because it's the Rashi for the Raya, 1 second, please. The Raya is based upon the fact that for 3 years the Morikame did not make any progress. According to the Ramban, just as by Mitalka, there is a lot of Chazoke Kolmashi, the Odom Shisha, and by the even face of the Morikame. So suppose Ruben is the original owner of this saying. It's not only true. If you know that wooden board on you, let's say, less value. This is the more one would see. He saw he was glowing. So on, he saw how wooden board, this is the more one would see. Now, Shima has a need of, so who would say to Shima, listen, what do you do with my glory? I just bought it Friday, and here are my enemies. So he said, who would you bought it Friday? But Friday afternoon, we saw the thing. We saw the thing. So the Allah here is that the competition. So this will say, she will keep from. Has not come as we are going to show you, because they are in total jurisdiction. There's actual possession, not like a place where you can't hold a certain in your hand. And you can understand that. But here there is a hint of peace. So the bureau of Tottles, of the Muslim of Tottles, is stronger than the bureau of the Muslim of Morakan. So true Udin is Morakan, but Chin is the Tottles. So even short, even Yenaho. So the Allah is Hashem Yenaho. Yenaho means even Shoahas. So Hadrati Kormashi Yodom, Chin Yishalet, Ramadan says, same Allah has Hadrati Kormashi Yishalet. That is true of the Tawdun, is also true of Kakoi. True in Kakoi, there is no hint of Tafus of Echos, he said. But the fact that the occupant of the survey, so that is like this. That is like this. Some may read Allah should be that even in Shina, the mouth of the occupant, has a first possession for one day. So he should be able to keep the Sabbath. But he's saying only if he has a first possession of 2 years. So the Ramban says, because the Moria said, because the Sabbath is that at what is Shmini, so he's talking, Zoya Mishra. Gave some blood to him when he's Daya Mishra. Now the average prudent person is very careful to watch the star that he needs as a riot for 3 years. But many prudent persons will not watch it forever. For 3 years, the average reasonable person, prudent person, will watch some mayor at Pinochanan. If not for the reason that acts shown the entire Muslim story, so then Allah should be that even the first possession of one day should be enough. Just as by the Talmud. But by the Talmud, it's not in there to be stopped and sell the Talmud. The there is not to be stopped. Mashiach came by surveys, so the general practice is when somebody transfers a survey to the other, it is in Ishtar. So the mayor and the there of a prudent person is to watch the star for at least 3 years. So if the Mali has had a first possession for less than 3 years, so then he cannot keep the son. True, Chazor HaKamashim Shalem, but there is the real thing. Achim Shtokha, how is it he doesn't, he's not able to produce the star, but after 3 years there is no real thing. So that's why he keeps it. So, in final analysis, according to the Ramban, so the Aloha of Chazok is almost in order to Shalei applies to some Kakuris. But by Kakuris, there is always a race. But after 3 years, there is no race. I think this question is not late between the Viva of Mea and the Viva of Mea. The Viva of Mea says that the Malik is the Mosek, even though it doesn't have adverse possession for 3 years. And the Viva of Mordechai says that the Mazik is in the and the Mordechai is in the Mordechai. It's not that I'm in Tawbah, but they were tough. So the Tawbah should always have the witness against the Mordechai. I think it's told in that Mahlekes why the Allah has tested the Mordechai. Everybody agrees that if the Mazik has had adverse possession for 3 years, then he's the Mordechai. The machlekes between the Viva of Mea and the Viva of Mordechai is only in the case where the Malvik did not have a first possession of the year. this. Rashi should have said that he's a Ramsey, so his Gemara never keeps the Sabbath. Even if he had the first possession 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
100 years.
Yes. So then he does not keep the Sabbath. Why? Because the reason which he said, and to the more common is the more. And we see, I mean, it's not a very old guy, because the more common is only the more. So melee, so to stop it up, that the Malvin does not have the more. The more common is the more. According to the Rashbo, that he, the Rashbo, said, if he had 3 years in first possession, so then the Malvin said, and it's based upon the right, the fact that the Morikami was silent for 3 years, and that's not the natural human behavior. Some melee, so, but for less than 3 years, so then there is no right. So why should a Maori who has had a first possession for less than 3 years be considered invested? After all, there is no tree in the Morikami. He's the only Mozet. So, I hate to call him. So, according to Rashi, according to Rashi, we should say, like the river of Mosh, not after that. However, according to the wonders of the Rambam, that by Kakoli, so the same Maloch of Chazot HaKol Mashu Yerush Shalem, should apply. Just as it applies to the Talmud, true by the Talmud of the meaning of Tise, like a phrase, there is no meaning of Tise. But in view of Tise, we have the fact that he occupies the Sabbath, he occupies the premises of the Morikami. And that's the equivalent of Tise, according to the Rambam. So, but the reason why he cannot be there is because there is the Reyes of Achse Stocham. But in Mosek, he is. Without the Reise, he would be considered like he taught us in Talbot. And the only thing is because there is a Reise, okay? So if there is a Reise, so there is no Biro. But the music of Sophie, he has, and as we mentioned several times, that there are two Biro music. There is the music of Biro, and there is the music of Sophie. So according to the Rambam, according to Rambam, we should say like the Rambam there. So according to Rashi and the Rashbo, it is stubborn that we have to say like the Rambam Mordechai. But according to the Rambam's love days, so it is stubborn to say like the Rambam. But now, let's go over the Russian in cases in all that. You will see that there is a shame of value in that question. One of these. Alright. That's one of these. From the Aleph, the second line from the end of the Dome. Who don't they have any man going by out? That's
the first case of Rabbi Rabbis in connection with Shabbat.
Let me go, please. Ibo yomale ishtore maayu. Omele rabbe isi fama ishamchas ha ishtore chasidaomu. This is the first. So there is a machleke between Rabbi and Rabbi Isi. Where Ruge is the more kane, Shimon is the Nabi and Yisabe. And Ruge is the Shimon might go with the Rabbi. So Shimon said, he knows that he's the Joshua, and he produced the Shah, and the Shah, and everybody was sure that it was a genuine staff, but for they said, Stolzaitu, it's a talk staff. So then she may whisper to the ear, to the ear of Rabbi, if somebody like it, you shall marry Aaron. Here, Pastor, I had a genuine star, and I lost it. I decided that for all I know in my heart, I'm right, and so it belongs to me. So let me forge his stars. I forged his stars. He was a big expert in forging, so it appeared like a genuine star, and maybe authenticated the star, that it was the signature of the witnesses who reported on the face to Sasha. So he's the one in the media, because once produced the star, so everybody was sure, every member of the desk was sure that it's his. So why did he have to meet Tertariah? So Jesus said, no, you rely on the star, but you know that the star is the devil. So how so is some all right, that's one. Then a similar case in connection with money. So Shimon said, that this star was false. So Reuben whispered into the ear of Rabbi, it is the false star, but I had the genuine star, and I lost it. So I decided, in order to be able to collect the money that he really owed me, so I forged the star. So again, Rabbi said, Rabbi said that he's never in the media. And Rabbi Yisrael said he's not in the media. So Rabbi holds that he won't take care. So he's never in the media. And Rabbi Yisrael said that in both cases he's not in the media. All right, how do you trust him? Omar Rabbi Yisrael, even though Rabbi says he's never been negated, even in the case of Moed, and Yisrael says he's not going to be negated, even in the case of Are, but you know, Rabbi the Barovi, he passed this and that the way we passed. So, we passed him like Rabbi Yisrael, he's using, and we passed him like Rabbi, the Are, in the case of Tode, that he's never been negated. How does Rashi say? So it's not a full exception, because vis-à-vis Are, we do not pass like Rabbi, we pass like Rabbi anyway. So the Pshat of the Gemara is like Rabbi, the Are, and like Rabbi. So the Rambam Shikhi is that the reason as to why we pass like Rabbi, the Are, and like Rabbi, as you say, is because the Gemara itself, Rabbi Barobin, the president of Rabbi Rabashe, the Sadr of the Tanishas, So they themselves having something, whether halacha is like rabbein, halacha means like a black against it. So Mele, they have the same meaning. So he says, Mele also said, Hamitz Mechadei Rei Olavarai. Just as by Sophic and Matthias, we say Hamitz Mechadei Olavarai. So by Sophic and Matthias, we also say Hamitz Mechadei Olavarai. So Mele, the Mose has to keep it. So by Are, who is the Mose, the Mose, and by some Mele, we pass like Hamitz and Sophic. Not the Gerasada, because he's the Mose, and by Zuse, who is the Mose, the Leve. So Mele we pass like this. This is how the Rambam. Now let's see this thesis, the Ramasco. You have the Kavosh, 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 Some other words, according to Rambam Shah, since there is a Sophic in the beginning, so the Mele, who gets the Sophic? The Malzik. Because the Malzik is the Mose. The Malzik is the Mose. That's how it appears. I'm not saying that's the Pshat Rambam, because it's not so simple as Rambam. Where there is a Sophic, if Allah is like Kabila, Allah is like Israel, so then who gets it? The Malzik. So the Malzik is the Muzik. The Malzik is the Muzik. How is it? The Divoring Sudes, that Paul later discusses the case, a certain person who was eating holy meat and shape. He had lucid intervals when he was in real Kabila, and he had intervals when he was not in Kia, when he was insane. Now, such a person, if he sells his suffering in the lucid interval, so the transfer is valid. If he sells his suffering in the insane interval, so of course, so his nekach is no nekach. So he sold his suffering, let's say that this Pashat is written only in Shaita, that's who they are. Now, two agents testify that he sold it in the lucid interval. So the Mechira was valid. Two agents testify that he sold it in the insane interval. So the Mekach is really good. So the Gemara says, since Trey Trey, and we don't know who testified the truth and who not, some Mele, So we have to make a distinction between the Sophic Frey and the Sophic Mitzvah Din. So he says, Ad Hochem, Stabkelo. So, the Hodel Lukin has more coming than Yichzir Vashati, The facts. But if there is a contradiction between the text, so what is the result of the Drishah Kira? Nothing. So it's considered that there is no evil test. So Mele, he says, according to Rashbam, in its Veike of Kray Kray, in its Veike of Kray Kray, so then it's Kray Kray among the rest. So Mele, so it should be considered as if no evil test. We know that the Morikame was in home division. And let's say, suppose he opened it. One day, you know, Sunday with Ikea, Monday Shaykh, Tuesday with Ikea, Wednesday Shaykh, and so on. And suppose he sold this order to Ikea. And we don't know that, no idea. We don't know whether he sold it on Sunday or sold it on Monday. We don't know. We know he sold it. When he sold it, on Sunday or Monday, we don't know. So no way to know. So then the aloha would be that the story is being kept by the Morikam, by the eating home, by the Mashati, by the eating home, and the eating shape. Eating shape. So that means, according to what Hitzel says here, it's Shabu Rajbam. So the Rajbam Shiki is, the Rajbam Shiki is, is that is that who is the Muzik by Sode? The Morikam. The Muzik is the Morikam. This is how I think the Kuntas Hasvegas explains this thing. The Morikam is the Muzik. And by Trey Trey, since we say Trey Trey to Mandelese, some may lay, we have to, so it's the same thing as ignoring testimony. And there is just a subject without any testimony by any category. So then we have to see a mitzvah of the Ohio, it has to be kept in the machines of the Mosek. Who is the Mosek, the Morikam? Because the Ikea, just because he has possession for a day or two, that's nothing. There is no truth. But in the case of stated in the air, this is how I think. The Kuntasasvegas, I don't have the Kuntasasvegas to look it up, but this is how I have the impression, that this is how the Kuntasasvegas explains this thing, this chapter right now. By Svegas and Dine, we do not apply the theme of Amitzin Haber Olahai, of Mose. Mosek, Daloche, Amitzin Haber Olahai, we apply only in case of the Sophic Mitzvahs. So then we say, Hamlitz and Haber Olahai. So there is the building of Moses, the Sophic of Moses. But in Sophic Mitzvah, the Aloha of the Sophic, of course, the building of Moses certainly applies by Sophic Mitzvah. But where there is no building, but the Sophic of Moses doesn't apply to Sophic Mitzvah. Because by Sophic Mitzvah, it's a Sophic Mitzvah. Very reasonable thought. He says, by stating it in air. So, in other words, Destin can pass through when they know the being. When Destin doesn't know the being, so Destin is like no Destin, like Yahav Nashul can be. How can Destin pass through the being when they don't know the being? So it's like it's somebody in the street. So, we'll pass through him. He doesn't know, he can't pass. And the person doesn't know, they might be the Gileador, the Chachmi Yisrael, the greatest Chachmi Yisrael. But if they don't know the Deen, so they can't pass some Mele. If they don't pass them, so what should happen? When there is no one to pass. Suppose there is a situation, this is the current situation. Suppose there is a problem, and there is no one to pass, what should we do? And the Rabbanim don't know the Deen. So what would Rabbanim say? We are quiet. We don't know the Deen, so we don't say anything. No, that's not the right answer either. We don't know the Deen, so we have to say we can't assume jurisdiction over the case. We don't know the Deen, how can we assume jurisdiction? Go to a man from the street who is ignorant and let him pass. Can he pass? No. So he can't assume jurisdiction. Best he can assume jurisdiction. But, so when is there a Kiyah Besin, if you know the Deen, if you don't know the Deen, you don't have Kiyah Besin, he can't pass him. If he can't pass him, So, in other words, so we say, Momeine Hilchem Koyti. It can pass him. So let the Momeine stay where it is, whether he's Mose or not in Mose. Now, the Mausi, here, the Mausi, the Sode happens to be in the possession of the Mausi. He's not in Mose, he's a mate, all right. So what difference does it make? Call him Mitzi, call him Mausi. The fact is that the status quo is in his possession. So the moment should be kept in the status quo. When Bezin does no redeeming, so then the moment has to be kept in the status quo. So this is how the Kuntras Asvetis explains the Rambam Shita. Anyway, one thing is clear on the Shabbat, it's a remarkable Shabbat on the Kuntras Asvetis, but one thing is clear on the Kuntras Asvetis, that according to the Kuntras Asvetis, the Rambam Shita means that in case of Sodei Kapoyis, so the Mosek is the Morakam. The Mosek is the Morakam. And they are the looking from the Rashbam or Basra, even though it's not conclusively new, that the Rashbam Shite is either like Rashi Shite or like the Rashboshi, and not like the Rambam Shite. So we are coming to what we said, that this child, whether the Mausik is the Mosek or the Morakam is the Mosek by Kapoyis, should be told in the three Shites. In Lord Basra, the Rashi Shite is to this, the Rashi Shite is in Lord Basra, and the Rabban Shite is in Lord Basra. So we say, it's a double like that. According to Rashi and the Rashi was from this. So if the Mausik doesn't have 3 years in first possession, so Mele is not a Mosek. And according to the Rabban's one this, the Dalacha Chazak Kamashion Shalei applies, should apply even to Chazoke or even Echo. To convince to accept that by Kapoyes there is always the reyes here of Achor Shoko, but after 3 years there is no reyes of Achor Shoko. So in Melech that means that the Mazik has the same being as the Tokos. But by the Talmud there is no reyes here because it's not the Gera to be the Shah and the Shah, the Shah and the Talmud, but by Kapoyes there is the Shah. So Mela seems by the Talmud and the Tokos as the human quote, as against the Mala Kamei, so the Kapoi is good. Seems if there is a deal from several Rashbams in the Rabaska that he either accepts the Shita of Rashi Shulis or the Shita of the Rashbo, but not the Shita of the Rambam. So Mela it follows that according to the Rashbam, the Mala Zich is not a Mose, but the Mala Kamei is a Mose. So it's a light on what the Kuntza says. Alright now. Bidech. Vei Yilcha Se Mashma. The Ligamra Pesi Kenar. The Loi Nisar. Ak Lora Kiradim Se Bidi Ebe Loi Ova. So it's according to Rashbam, the Gemori itself, the Chachmi Asha Se Nisar. But the Aloha is like Rabo, the Aloha is like Abisi. It's not Mashma. It's Mashma, the Loi Nisar, the Loi Nisar, the Loi Nisar, the Loi Nisar, the Aloha is like Rabo, the Aloha, and it's like Chabiyot Sein Mekalkan, by Moritz. The year of him, the Hanu Tanya, the Yilchah said, the Arab, the Rabbi, who Chabiyot Sein Mekalkan, who should have been on, you get a late moment in the world. The Yisner, the late me, Arab, the Chachmas, more, the kind of Hashto, who by Kelsi, Yoma, you get the Yilchah, the Neyma, the Yilchah, the Yilchah, the Yilchah, the Neyma, the Yilchah, 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 over the boy, it's not in here. But the B says that not under Rashbam, that we'll be asking, like Rabbi, like Sodom, and like Rizzi, and Moritz, because of the Sodom. No, we can't start that. Now, we get a hobby, in other words, Rabbi holds that this is no media, even, I mean, this is a media in my Moritz, and Rabbi holds it's no media in my Arab. But we get a hobby, in the Moritz, says that it is a good media by Arech, and it is not a good media by Moritz. Why? So apparently, from this read here, it's Mashma, like the Rebbe Meir in Yom Tzir. The Rebbe Meir in Yom Tzir says that by Ave, it's literally housing, not late. Only by Moed, it's literally. So apparently, the people may hold that the housing is the Moed, because the meeting the housing, not late. The housing is the Moed. So that's why Rabbi de Barofi says, in other words, this meeting is affected by Ave, because it's legal housing, you know, legal agency, you know, so you may have a noise.